Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Bokin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Chamberlain. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Jack Saltzgaber. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Gomez. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Lefty Gomez. And now, play ball. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swanson for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Crosetti reaches third base with a triple. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bokin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Crosetti scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruth moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bokin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ruth moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to second. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 0-for-1 in the game. Saltzgaber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hefner scores. It's 2-0, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a pop-up towards short. Chamberlain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swanson moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes strikes out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and throws to Gomez covering. Safe. Swanson moves to third. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's White Sox, 4, Yankees, 4. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Majeski moves to second. Bob Bokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bokin is 0 for 1 in the game. Bokin hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 0 for 1 in the game. Chamberlain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 0 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaston hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Gomez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Saltzgaber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bokin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ruth moves to third. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Salzgaber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0 for 2 in the game. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 0 for 2 in the game. Chamberlain strikes out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaston hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Chamberlain. Jack Salzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salzgaber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Salzgaber bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Crosetti moves to second. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ruth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crosetti scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Yankees. Samuel Bird pinch runs for Babe Ruth. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Samuel Byrd now playing right field. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bonura strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Byrd. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hogue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hogue moves to second. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gomez bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Hogue moves to third. Hefner moves to second. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Crosetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hogue scores. Hefner scores. It's 7-4, Yankees. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Saltzgaber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crosetti moves to second. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Bochan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochan is 0-for-3 in the game. Bochan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 0-for-3 in the game. Chamberlain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea pinch hits for Milt Gaston. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bochan moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Bochan moves to third. Swanson moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bochan scores. Swanson scores. Haas moves to second. It's 7-6, Yankees. Johnny Murphy now pitching. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas scores. Dykes moves to second. It's White Sox, 7, Yankees, 7. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Franchio Hald now playing center field. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. There goes Gehrig. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain fields it and throws to second for the out. Gehrig moves to third. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Hoag moves to second. Johnny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Saltzgaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 0-for-4 in the game. Chamberlain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Crosetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Saltzgaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaver is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Saltzgaver bunts in front of the plate. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-1 in the game. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing strikes out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Swanson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Franchio Hald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchholz hits a fly ball into right field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.